Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 309, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 309. I will not fear to look within today. Within me is eternal innocence. Because it is God's will that it be there forever and forever. I, His Son, whose will is limitless as is His own, can will no change in this. For to deny my Father's will is to deny my own. To look within is but to find my will as God created it and as it is. I fear to look within because I think I made another will that is not true and made it real. Yet it has no effects. Within me is the holiness of God. Within me is the memory of Him. The step I take today, my Father, is my sure release from idle dreams of sin. Your altar stands serene and undefiled. It is the holy altar to myself, my true self. And there I find my true identity. I will not fear to look within today. As I contemplate this lesson, it's telling me that I am for eternity innocent. This lesson tells me that my will is God's will, and God's will is limitless. There is no limit that God places on His will or places on my will. And so it can't be that I am innocent only in a limited way. It can't be that God's will and my will is that I am innocent only if I do A, B, and C. But if I do D, then I'm not innocent. That would limit innocence, and I am no longer innocent in that case. But that's not the case. It's not the truth. He is saying there are no limits on my innocence. There is nothing that can make me not innocent. And so today he wants me to look inside, to look at my thoughts. And if a thought contradicts that I am innocent, eternally, without limits, then that thought is not the truth. And I ask for help in letting this false belief go, no longer holding it. The limitless innocence is in all of God's sons. And it says, the steps I take today, And these steps I'm taking today is to do just that, to look at the thought, put it up against the truth, to have faith in the truth that my innocence and my will is the same as God's. And there is no limit in it. There is no line I cross that makes me not innocent. The work I do today is to let go of these false thoughts, believing I am these thoughts, returning to the realization that these thoughts mean nothing, that I am just the observer of the thought. I am not impacted by them in any way. The thought is not true. The thought is not eternal. They come and go. I make great strides today, every time I practice, returning to the altar inside, where I know my truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to abide in the altar today. Help me to check back in when I've gone astray. This is the work I want to do today. This is the use I have for time today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we settle into our seat, finding a comfortable and non-distracting position. I will read an exercise from a Circle of Atonement's website for today's lesson. The following exercise may help you apply the essence of today's lesson. First, get in touch with the part of you that feels you're more or less always right. That you are always justified. Always doing your best. That the problem always lies in external forces, putting too much pressure on you. Then go the next level down. Try to get in touch with how much you mistrust your own will. How you wish it would naturally and consistently reach for the highest, the most loving, but how instead it often drags you down into the mud. Now try to get in touch with how defiled you believe this wayward will of yours has made you. It has defined you in your eyes as a petty, self-centered, superficial, and ultimately self-destructive person. A medieval mystic spoke of the foul, stinking lump of self. Try to get in touch with that kind of self-loathing within you. Then realize that all of the above is the voice of your ego, telling you who you are when it doesn't even know. Accept that God's voice tells you otherwise. He tells you that you are His holy Son, forever and forever. Place your trust in His voice, recognizing that He knows who you are, even if you don't. Let His view of you sink in. Let it draw you down to that deep place in your mind where God's holiness dwells and where His holiness is yours. Spend the rest of the time in quiet meditation, sinking gently towards that place of holiness, where you can look on yourself with love, not with fear. Thank you for joining with me and having the strength and willingness to return to that which brings us peace, the realization of our true self. Namaste.